The Beast 980. We feed on LA sports.
Sam Farber here with you on Hardcore Clippers on the Beast 980, preparing for Clippers versus Kings, a tough matchup for the Clippers considering all the players missing in action. No Blake Griffin, no DeAndre Jordan, and a very talented lineup on the other side. Let's take a look at how things have been going here for the Clippers. The team has been hot. They have won 10 in a row. Team's record is up to 26-13 after their latest victory against the Miami Heat. With no bigs, they were able to take down Chris Bosh in Miami by a final of 104-90. Chris Paul was the main playmaker, as usual. He had 15 points to go with 12 assists. The top scorer, actually Cole Aldrich, with 19 points. Clippers remain in fourth place in the Western Conference. They're still two games back of Oklahoma City for third, but they now created a four-game gap between themselves and Dallas. There is a real differential right now between the top two teams in the Western Conference. The Warriors and the Spurs have emerged as the cream of the crop. But after that, the Thunder and Clippers are clearly the next tier, and after that, you have a big drop down to everyone else. So the Clippers are creating some separation in a very good way between themselves and the bottom half of the playoff bracket. Now the task is to continue to win and get some victories over any of the three teams ahead of them in the near future so they can start to make more of an argument that they belong in that absolute cream of the crop rather than the second tier, if you will, which they sit in right now. Clippers taking on the Kings. Let's get an inside look with Mark Rogondino joining us here from the Fox Sports West and Fox Sports Prime Ticket broadcast crew.
It's always good to get back on with you, Sam, and the rest of the Clipper Nation. Looking to keep this winning streak going, see if we get number 11 here tonight.
Well, DeMarcus Cousins is a very different type of big man from Chris Bosh. In some ways, it might be easier for Cole Aldrich to defend Bosh because a lot of his possessions are going to start at the high post. DeMarcus Cousins, he's down in the blocks, the low blocks all the time. He wants to be dominant physically. And let's face it, he's a bigger man than Cole Aldrich is. How do you combat that?
You know, I think he is a bigger man, but Cole definitely has that big, strong lower base. So power-wise, I'm not as concerned. I think it's probably some of the quickness that is going to be more difficult for Cole Aldrich to handle on a consistent basis here tonight. But there's a lot of help around him. So, you know, I think if you try and have a guy like Chris Paul out on the ball, out on the perimeter, limiting how easy it is to get the ball into that low block to DeMarcus Cousins, that'll probably go a long way toward helping the Clippers tonight.
Mark Rogondino with us here on Hardcore Clippers on the Beast 980. Team going for an 11th straight victory. We've talked a little bit about DeMarcus Cousins. Who else on the Kings should be watched closely by the Clippers if they're going to get this W here tonight?
Well, it's a guy that made the big shot for him the other night, Rudy Gay. I mean, no matter what uniform he has worn, whether it was with Memphis or even the short time when he was out in Toronto and now as a Sacramento King, I feel like he always plays well when he plays the Clippers. So his length and his ability to shoot the ball, his ability to create his own shot has always been something special about Rudy Gay. I think that will be outside of DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, that's the guy you really got to lock in on and try and limit not only his shot opportunities, but try and just limit the number of contributions he makes, whether it's assists creating for other guys or points here on a night like this.
Mark, always love your takes. Always love having you here on Hardcore Clippers. Fans, when you're not listening to the game here on the Beast 980, make sure you're watching it on Fox Sports West and Fox Sports Prime Ticket. Mark will take good care of you. Mark, thanks for the time.
As always, we'll see the fans at 7 p.m. over on Prime Ticket with Clippers Live pregame. Corey Maggette and I holding things down tonight before the Kings and Clippers tip it off.
Sounds like a plan indeed. Mark Rogondino of Fox Sports West and Fox Sports Prime Ticket. Our thanks to him for joining us here on Hardcore Clippers. Clippers and Kings coming up in just about 45 minutes now. They'll be tipping things off from Staples Center. Let's get a look at the scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Felix Chevrolet. Find new roads. We are the late game once again tonight with the Clippers taking on Sacramento. It is a bizarro world type of scoreboard right now as I look at these two scores going on. First in Detroit, the Pistons lead the 37-3 Golden State Warriors by 20, 96-76. Lawler's Law about to go into effect with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, in the city of brotherly love, the 4-37 Philadelphia 76ers, they've got a 25-point lead on the Portland Trailblazers. It's 103-78. Lawler's Law is already in effect in the fourth quarter out in Philadelphia. What on earth is going on? Jahlil Okafor, by the way, is a double-double, 25 points and 10 boards for the 76ers, and Golden State losing by 20 despite 31 points from Steph Curry. So an opportunity here. If the Clippers get a win tonight, it appears they'll get a chance to make up at least one game on the Golden State Warriors, who currently are 10.5 games ahead of the Clippers. Other scores, end of the third quarter in Memphis, a tie ball game between the Grizzlies and the New York Knicks. They're even at 73. Second quarter action in Utah, Jazz up by 20. On the Lakers, 47-27, the score over there. That is your scoreboard update brought to you by Felix Chevrolet. Find new roads. Coming up next on Hardcore Clippers, Dan Wojcicki covers the Clippers for the Orange County Register. He's in the on-deck circle. Clippers and Kings tonight here on your home for Clippers basketball, The Beast 980.